Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
I just never want to be doing something for views.
I agree.
And neither does he.
Wait, so you didn't have a baby for views?
That I did.
Okay.
That's yeah, what I yeah, thought. Yeah. Yeah. Yes, yes, yes. Of course, of course.
Right.
Right. But other than that, nothing.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
It's Violet Benson, your favorite meme queen and the big sis you didn't ask for, but need. Welcome to Almost Adulting.
Almost Adulting. Almost Adulting.
Are you ready?
Hi, besties, and welcome to a brand new Almost Adulting, the largest self-love podcast and movement, the number one destination for personal growth and mental health. I am your big sister and your host, Violetta. And today, my special guest is someone that I can pronounce their full name without making a mistake, Kelsey Kreppel.
Flawless.
Flawless.
Perfect.
Do you want to introduce yourself?
Sure. Hi, I'm Kelsey Kreppel, as you just heard perfectly. I am a podcaster here at Dear Media as well, and a YouTuber, I guess. And I don't actually know how to introduce myself. It's really not easy.
Social media personality, a comedian, sure. a lover.
A lover.
A lover, most of all, a Libra, yes. An ex-teacher.
Yep. All true things.
She is very relatable. She is mostly known, started from her YouTube channels, what you were most known for.
That was the first thing I started with, yeah.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah.
So what's something would you say that most people don't know about you?
I can bend my thumb all the way back to my wrist.
Okay.
Do you want to see?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. That's
what?
Yeah. The other way. Yeah.
Like, yeah. Wait, did you do it from the side?
No, you just kind of like pull it back. You're close. You're closer than a lot I've seen.
If I break it, then I can do it.
But don't. It's not worth it. No, please.
Okay.
Oh my God. Can you imagine?
Yeah, no. Look, this finger is broken.
Oh.
And then to straighten it, I just crack it. And then it's more straight.
Ugh, I really didn't love that. I'm going to be honest. But then again, I did just also bend my thumb back, but the cracks kind of got me.
It's when I came to the U.S., they put me in a gym class for basketball, mm-hmm. and I tried to play against some girl, and she, when I tried to throw the ball into the hoop, she put her hand over, and she, I guess, went like this, and it broke my finger.
Oh, my God.
But I think I'm such a hardcore Russian that I don't go to the hospital emergency unless I'm dying.
Okay.
So my finger started to turn blue and black, and everyone's like, I think you should go to a doctor. It's broken. I'm like, I think it's fine.
Yeah.
And then my whole hand turned blue.
No.
And I was like, it's fine.
Right.
And then my bone grew back crooked. So then when I finally went to a doctor, they said the only way you can have a straight finger again is if we break it. And I said, for what? Who cares about my fingers?
I feel that.
Yeah. So I
now
will never.
Now it's a fun fact.
Right. I will never be a hand model.
And that's okay.
And I've accepted that.
You can't be everything. Like, you're like beautiful and funny and cool. you can't also be a hand model.
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah.
You can't have it all. Sorry.
But okay. So what would you say the best advice you've ever gotten?
Wow. These are making me think, these questions. The best advice I've ever gotten. I'm like, has anyone ever given me any advice?
I feel like people give unsolicited advice.
People give advice all the time. And I can't remember anything anyone's ever told me in this exact moment.
Okay, we'll get back to us. But what's the worst advice you've ever gotten?
Probably like, have one more shot.
Have one more shot.
Like, keep drinking. You'll be fine.
Yeah.
You know? Or like something like that. Like back from when I was like 22.
Last month.
Call him.
Oh.
You should definitely call him right now. You yes, you've been drinking all night. You should call him, see what he's doing.
Yeah.
That's the worst advice I've ever gotten, probably.
That's so true. That is a terrible advice. So, and then do you have advice you can think of that's such good advice that you wish you would have listened when you were younger?
I should have listened to my mom when she told me that people weren't like good friends.
Right.
Parents always know. She always knew. And she would be like, I don't know about them. And I'd be like, oh my God, you're so wrong. They're actually amazing people. And she was right every single time. I mean, she had to let me like figure that out on my own, but I feel like I wish I would have listened to
that's
that.
That's so true. Moms always know when there's something off about someone.
For sure.
That's so funny.
Like, she never liked any of my boyfriends until I brought who's now my husband home.
Aww.
And I was always like, she's tough. But she was right. She was just right. I should have just listened, you know?
How did you meet your current husband?
My current husband?
How did you meet your first husband?
Yes, thank you for asking. We met through mutual friends. My friend who I was living with at the time was kind of dating one of his friends from school. And so, like, she invited that guy and his friends over, and Cody was one of those friends.
Did you guys hit it off right away, or?
Yeah, I would say that we did. We were joking around, and I just knew that I liked him, like, right when I met him.
Aw, do you guys have the same love languages?
Not really. I actually have never officially taken the test, because I'm scared I'm going to get, like, too in my head about it.
Right.
And all of a sudden be like, Noah, sorry, I can only accept physical touch.
Yeah.
Like, I don't need to overthink it, and I know I will, but his is definitely physical touch, whereas mine's not. I think mine's more like quality time.
Aw.
Which I think has changed over time, because it was not that before. And it wasn't until I realized that, like, if we weren't getting, like, the one-on-one time that I'm used to, I'm, like, very sad.
Love languages change as you get older.
Yeah.
So they're never really the same.
Right.
And so lot of times when you get older, your love languages also become, for a lot of adults, whatever you didn't get as a child.
Interesting.
But they change over time. Like, my love language used to be gift giving, because I grew up without physical touch or for my father, and without words of affirmation, which is what I wanted.
Right.
So my dad, when he would be home, it was acts of service or gift giving.
Okay.
So then, because I didn't know how to express physical love to my friends or partners, I would do gift giving, because that's what I grew up with. Oh. So that became my love language and how I felt love back.
Yeah.
But then as I grew older and adapted more into understanding who I am and, you know, living past your childhood trauma, you know, because people love to blame, like, I'm a terrible person because, you know, my dad didn't hug me when I was five. So, like,
right.
You can change.
Right.
So now I'm, like, less of a terrible person, like, by 20%.
You seem great.
Kidding.
Yeah.
But, like, now my love language is touch and words of affirmation, which is two things I didn't really have as a child. So it's cool.
It's so interesting. I also feel like it's different how I show people I love them rather than, like, how I prefer to be shown.
How do you show people that you love
them? Like, I love giving people gifts. Aww. And I love, like, listening. I have, like, in my notes, I have, like, all of my friends, and if they mention that they like something, I'll, like, write it down, and so that, like, I can give it to them one day.
That is so cute.
And it like, makes me so happy to do. But, like, I don't care about someone giving me a gift. It's more, like, I just love making people feel special.
Wait, that is the sweetest thing. So you have a little, in your notes, if a friend mentions, like, oh my gosh, I'm so obsessed with little tiny elephant figurine, or however you pronounce it. Then you write it down to remember to get it for them?
Yeah.
Okay, you're a really good friend.
It's once you do it and then you realize, like, you see, like, the joy on someone else's face, you're like, oh, I want to keep doing this. It's fun.
That's really sweet. I've never thought of doing that.
You should. Just, like, in passing, if someone mentions that they like something, just write it down.
Next time I hang out with a friend and they're just like, why are you always on your phone? Like, I'm writing down everything you're saying so
I can remember. Exactly. You'll say you'll thank me one day.
Yeah.
You might think I'm ignoring you now.
I'm just writing it all.
But one day, you're going to thank me.
Yeah. Okay, so your husband, Cody.
Yes, yes.
That's how I found you, actually, because I was a fan of his YouTube videos.
Okay.
And then I looked him up, and then I saw that he was dating you, and then I looked your stuff up. I'm like, oh my gosh, he's just as hilarious. It makes sense. They're dating.
Thank
like, they're
you.
So cute together.
Thanks.
So then I became a fan of both of you guys.
Thank you.
Yeah. So What would you say something most people don't know about Cody?
Oh, Cody is, I think a lot of times his videos, like he does, you know, commentary on certain things or he reacts to shows or whatever it is. He is just so caring and so like patient and kind. And I like that side of him, like, doesn't come out in his videos all the time. And so I think people like, I think that people just think he's always like joking around or teasing or something like that. But like, he's a really like, he's just such a caring person. And he's like very present and, like I said, patient and stuff like that. So
that's really sweet. It sounds like you really like him.
I do. I'm kind of into him.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's crazy. Tell. Yeah.
But like, I like that. That's, I actually love when I'm a fan of someone's who's really funny.
Yeah.
I love when I find out that they have a partner.
Yeah.
Because for me, I can tell, suddenly I can see their softer side.
Totally.
So I think it's so endearing. I'm like, oh, he's such a lover and so sweet. Because his YouTube videos were the only YouTube videos I ever watched. Because I don't like watching people's YouTube videos.
Really? Yeah, I don't really watch YouTube either.
Yeah. Just the honest truth. So, right. But like his were, I could get through them and it was just hilarious.
Yeah. Yeah, they're very funny.
Yeah, so I loved it when I saw that he was in a relationship with you because I'm like, oh, okay, so he must be, that's his character and he seems sweet.
Right, too. Right. It's so true. It makes like, it makes people seem so much more human, I feel like, when you see them like in a relationship.
I agree.
You see like the sweeter side a little bit. Yeah.
What's your favorite thing about him?
Oh my God, that's really tough.
Because it's everything.
It's not everything.
Okay.
But there's a lot that I love about him. I just trust him and I just like trust his judgment on things and I just trust his mind and I love the way his mind works and I think he's so smart and like I know that if a decision, like we have to make so many decisions as a married couple and now as like gonna be parents that I feel like sometimes I can get a little, like I like spiral a little bit, I get a little crazy overthinking things. Mm-hmm. And he's very like
grounded,
level-headed and grounded. And so I just like love that I can trust the way his mind works, that he's always like looking out for the best for our family.
That's so sweet. That's cute. That sounds the way my sister would describe her husband.
Really?
How she feels about him. Yeah, he's very grounded.
It's nice. It's definitely like balances me out, because if I was like with someone who was constantly like, also like if I said a crazy overthinking thought and then the person like, I was with sense. Was like, wait, I didn't think about that, like nothing would ever get done.
Yeah.
So it's like, it's nice that I have someone who's like, that's not gonna happen.
What do you think he would say his favorite thing about you is?
Oh my God, obviously how like beautiful and sweet and amazing I am. Just kidding. I don't know. Probably the fact that he told me that I've taught him to be a much more like emotionally open person.
That's so sweet.
And so I think that maybe the fact that like I have taught him like just that I'm emotional and honest and stuff, I feel like he likes that about me.
I would hope so, yeah.
Me too, because it's the way I am.
You guys are getting pretty serious.
Yeah,
so.
We are. Things have gotten serious lately. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it's taken a turn.
What would you say his most annoying trait is?
His most annoying trait is that he likes to go to bed at like 8:30 p.m., 8:30 to 9.
Yeah.
And I find that to be unbelievably annoying because I want to stay up. Like, I want to watch TV.
Right.
And, like, I can. And I know this is the thing. He'll always be like, you can stay up and watch TV. You don't have to go to bed because I'm going to bed. And it's like, no, I get it. But, like, if we're watching a show together.
Right.
I can't just keep watching the show because then I'm going to have to rewatch.
Right.
You know what I mean? But you want to go to bed. It's the bed. It's bedtime. It's bedtime. That's the most annoying.
Have you gotten used to going to bed now at 8:30?
I'll, like, stay on the couch and. Like,
you must be tired though now. You have a whole thing inside.
Now
you.
I'm tired. Now I'm like, let's go to bed.
Let's go to bed
as
6.
Early as we possibly can. But I'll like stay and hang out on the couch and then go like lay in bed and stay on my phone for like 2 more hours usually.
With the light on, so he still falls asleep while you're.
He has a sleep mask. He's like a very particular sleeper.
Oh, okay.
He has the weighted blanket, the sleep mask, like it's a whole thing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
I could sleep like on just on the floor with like one sheet.
Me too.
And he's like, we need, like if we go stay at a hotel, like he'll call and be like, can we have an extra comforter because I miss my weighted blanket. It's a, he loves his sleep. He loves his sleep.
I love sleeping. I feel like that's one thing that I took for granted as a kid.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. I think we all do.
Yeah.
Like I never napped.
Right now when I nap sometimes, it's the best.
It's always the best.
It's so rewarding. And then I just want to keep sleeping.
Me too. I'm actually a bad napper in the sense that like I can't take like a 20-minute nap and no. be like, oh, I'm refreshed, ready to go. If I'm taking a nap, that's 3 hours out of my day.
Yeah. And then I just want to keep laying in my bed and hope to fall asleep again.
Yeah. Yeah.
But now it gets dark so fast at like 4 p.m. I'm like, okay, I'm ready to take a nap or go to sleep.
It's crazy.
It's that time of the day where I finally found the perfect breakfast for myself and now I can't stop talking about it. Correct. I have fallen in love with the new protein powder. I normally hate protein powders. They usually have this chalky aftertaste, but Clean Simple Eats is different. And not different like that guy you just started dating. I'm talking about different, different. It's so creamy. It's so smooth with absolutely zero chalkiness. And you guys, their vanilla flavor is by far my favorite one. It was the first powder I tried from them, and it's just the one I keep continuously going back to. It literally tastes like heaven, like clouds, okay? It's the most delicious protein I've ever had. I've started drinking it now every single morning with almond milk, so I feel like a healthy girly, even though the rest of my day, not as healthy, but you know, it's fine. I've already told all my friends about this protein, and they are hooked. And they also have 26 delicious all-natural flavors. You can't go wrong with any of them. Like they have pumpkin pie, which I've tried. They have coconut cream. I love that one. They have snickerdoodle, which I'm obsessed with. I'm going to do it next week. And one of the things that I love the most about Clean Simple Eats is their high ingredient standards. Their protein powders always grass-fed with no artificial ingredients, third-party tested, non-GMO, and gluten-free. May I say more? Okay, I will. It's also female-founded, female-owned business, and you know we love that, okay? So visit cleansimpleeats.com right now and use my code ADULTING at checkout for 20% off of your first order. That is cleansimpleeats.com using my code ADULTING for 20% off of your first order. Start eating breakfast today.
I love sleeping and I wish I napped more when I was a kid because I should have taken advantage of it. But when it comes to like going to bed at night,
it's hard for me.
It's hard for me.
I think about sleep all day. Me and then too. When it's finally happening, I just stay awake.
I can't
awake.
Do it. I know. I'm like, but what about the rest of the day?
Because I'm like, this is my me time.
Totally.
And then my me time is just watching some stupid show.
Totally.
And being on my phone.
Yeah. Same. But it's like still important.
That's true.
It's still me time.
What do you think Cody would say your most annoying trait is?
That I'm late to everything.
You are?
Yeah.
Were you late to this?
This is like truly the like one or two times that I've been like before someone that I'm recording with that I've gotten here before someone I'm recording with.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That makes me, oh man, I'm sorry.
No, you made me feel good.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah.
I dislike that I'm always late to everything.
I don't know, like it either. Like
I don't know how to make it on time.
And I get so mad at myself because I'm like, I know I'm like actually trying and I'm like, you just need to start earlier. I know that's what I need to do. Leaving like the process of leaving the house.
Well, I plan everything now in advance. I'm like, okay, I need to be somewhere at 2 p.m. Okay, so then that means I need 30 minutes to get there. So then I leave my house at 1:30. So then I start getting ready then at 1. I should do all my work from 12 to 1.
Right.
So like I create a whole schedule and then somehow I blink or I stare at the wall and I'm like, shit, I am 10 minutes behind.
Yep. No, I know.
This I was pretty much almost on time.
You were. Like, to me personally, being like 10 minutes late is being on time.
I agree.
And so like, and I also don't care. Like, if someone else is late.
Well, because we're late.
Because we're late.
Yeah.
So I'm like, it's fine.
I agree.
It's fine. We'll do it. We'll podcast. Take your time.
Thank God. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah.
Well,
thank you for being late.
I'm glad that made you feel better.
You did.
Yourself.
I felt really proud of myself for getting here late. But then before you.
Were you 5 minutes late?
Like, yeah.
Okay. I'm 10, five.
Five minutes, though, is like, that's on time.
So with you and Cody both being so in the public eye by sharing so much of your life, how mm-hmm. do you guys then set boundaries where you know what to just have between you two versus what you share online?
Something that luckily we both very much agree on and like align on is keeping things for ourselves. Like there's not like one of us that's like, but what if we just posted our wedding video or something? Like we both agree that like there are things that are just for us, and we both are so on the same page of like protecting our family and like our relationship, because it's so much bigger than just like
getting a few likes.
Yes, it's so much bigger than content and like being online, and we are not trying to get like getting views and getting likes is like not as important as our relationship, and it never will be. And so like, and we both have an understanding of that, and so it's been pretty easy to like decipher what we will and won't share. And like if I'm like, I don't think we should post this, he's like, okay, totally fine, that's fine. And if he says the same thing, I'm like, yeah, I don't,
yeah,
you're right, like I don't think so either. And so it's like, it's been pretty easy, only because like we both prioritize our relationship and our family and not YouTube.
I think that is the key to relationships, especially if you're in the public eye. So either keep the whole relationship private or just have an idea of what should stay between you
exactly.
two.
Exactly. Like, I think it's like if you're just on the same page, then it makes it so much easier. And it just makes it so that it's like not, I just never want to be doing something for views.
I agree.
And neither does he.
Wait, so you didn't have a baby for views?
That I did.
Okay.
That's yeah, what I yeah, thought. Yeah. Yes, yes, yes. Of course, of course.
Right.
Right. But other than that, nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a social media baby.
Yep. He already has a phone. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, obviously.
He will not be shown. Sorry.
I love that. I never really, I think, understood the importance of privacy of kids. Yeah. And how you don't really think, would they want to be shown, like when they're older, they're going to be upset that you're showing this, until I had nieces.
Yeah.
So my sister having kids, I make sure, even if I post a story that we're doing something, I cover their faces.
Right.
And it's not, you know, being a snob or thinking I'm better than anyone. I don't think that people need to see. It's inappropriate, in my opinion, for me.
Yeah, I think so, too. And I also, I don't think, like, I hope it never comes off like someone's, like, being, like, a snob or something if they don't want people to see, their like, the kids. Because it's, like, it doesn't really matter who you are. It doesn't matter how many followers you have or whatever. Like, if you want to protect your kids'
yeah,
like,
cause you
online
the
footprint, you have every right to do that. Like,
yeah,
they're a human just as much as anyone else is. And you're kind of making their decisions for them at first. And it's unfair. If you think it's unfair to put them online, then it's okay.
Especially if whether you have a lot of followers or not, when you're putting a child on the internet, it can get to anyone's hands. And that's,
right,
for me, it feels very scary.
Yeah.
And I want to protect my nieces and nephews.
Totally.
So.
Especially when it's not like your own.
But even my own, I know for a fact that I will not be showcasing them to the
yeah.
world. Like, I would want to,
yeah.
I don't need anyone giving my child or my sister's kids an evil eye. Like, I don't need
right.
anyone to know what they look like and
right.
then approach them in the street. Like, I don't like that.
Yeah. Especially, I think, like, if you know what a kid looks like and then you put together where they went to school or whatever it is, you can show up and say hi in the kid's name.
So
and then
scary.
They're like, do I know you? It's really, it's scary.
Yeah.
And, like, as a parent, you're number one priority is like protect your child and make sure that they're safe.
Unless it can get you a lot of views and money, then you know the perspective changes.
Totally. It totally
yeah.
depends when I post that first face
yeah.
picture.
If
how
it does
well it
well.
Performs.
Exactly.
Yeah. That's what I always say.
With online, being online on the internet, obviously there comes a lot of trolls and hate. So how do you and Cody support each other to deal with any type of trolls or online hate?
He's been doing it longer than I have, and so he's pretty like, it doesn't really get to him. It doesn't really get to me either, honestly. I think it's like reminding each other that like it's like that's one person, first of all, compared to so many other people who enjoy what you're doing. And also like, you can't please everyone.
Yeah.
Not everybody's gonna love you, and that's fine. When you really look at it in the grand scheme of things, it's like I always look at it like I have a beautiful wife, and like I have a husband who I love, and I have a family who I love, and like I'm lucky. And if someone doesn't like me, like that's okay. But that's not like the end of the world.
Yeah.
You know? And it's okay that sometimes it's like loud. It's the only thing you see. You see one bad thing compared to a million nice things. You're only going to focus on like the one negative thing. I mean, that person's just like sitting alone in their room writing something online. Like, I could never imagine writing a mean comment to someone.
Yeah, me neither.
And it's just more of a reflection on whoever is writing it than it is on you.
I love that. I love that perspective. So have you or Cody ever had a moment where you weren't able to be so level-headed and a comment or some hater really got to you that day? And
I mean, yeah, I think it's like easy to let to see something that you've already kind of thought about and then someone else says it. You're right. Like, it hits different, you
That's
know?
That's true.
But
words only hurt if they're somewhat true.
Right. And it's like, and I'm like a pretty self-aware person. I like to think that that comes through in my videos. And it's funny because like I'll say something and then like I'm aware of this thing and then someone will say it in a comment and I'm like, oh my God, they can tell. And I'm like, but I was just talking about it. Like I'll say like, I'm sorry I'm not consistent with posting my vlogs, or like, I know I suck at filming when I'm out in public. And then someone will comment on my video and be like, she doesn't even film when she's out in public. And it like, what are we even watching these videos for? And I'm like, my God, you're right. But then I'm like, I just admitted that myself. And so it's just like, I read stuff and get upset sometimes. And I think it happens to everyone when we're putting our lives online and opening ourselves to the critiques of so many.
Do you ever feel the need to respond? Have you ever responded, or you never
Not
do?
Not really.
I had moments that I've responded and then afterwards I'm like, why did I do that? Like,
I've never just responded to someone. There's been a couple times where like someone has said something about like my physical appearance that I think is like so absurd to say that like I've like put it on my story or something because I think it's funny.
Yeah.
But like I've never like gone back and forth with someone like in my comments before.
No. Yeah.
But like because the physical stuff to me is just like, come on. You didn't have to say that. Like, it's just got, sometimes I'm like, no, I know I have a gap in my teeth. Like, I'm so well aware. Like, you think I don't know?
Oh, someone would be like, someone would be like,
can't believe this girl's with the, like, who the hell even knows? But like, it's like, and then I'm like, yeah, no, I know. I can see myself in the mirror. Like, I know what I look like. The physical stuff, like, doesn't ever get to me.
Yeah,
it's me neither. Because I'm like, okay.
No, I don't think I've ever been offended if some random guy who knows I'll never have sex with him told me that I was ugly. I was like, okay, cool.
Right. Or like a lot of, like at first when Cody and I started dating, it was a lot of like, why would he want to date her? Like,
when he should be dating me.
Yeah, and I'm like, okay, who are you? Like, I'm like, I don't know, he does. Like, sorry, it is what it is.
Yeah.
It's me.
He chose me.
Don't know what to tell you, but yeah.
Well, okay, so aside from internet stuff, regardless, couples face a lot of challenges here and there.
Yep.
So what would you say, what's some tough moments that you guys have had that made your relationship stronger?
Kind of going off of like what we were just talking about a little bit, it was like at the beginning of our relationship, I think something I struggled with was just like so many other people kind of like being involved in a way.
Like their thoughts?
And whatnot, and like, because he went on tour for like all of 2019, pretty much. He was touring, and we started dating in 2017, like fall of 2017, and things had just been pretty like easy until he went on tour, and tour was tough just because he was gone so often.
And your love language is quality time.
Right, which I didn't quite understand then, but it makes a lot of sense that it was hard for me. And also I was just like, he's, you know, going on stage every night and there's people screaming for him and everybody loves him. And I'm like, I felt like I was like sharing him with so many people and it like, and to not have the time for just the two of us, it like just was hard for me to, it was hard. It was just like, that was tough. It was a tough time. But like, it was also so amazing to see his shows and to like watch him get on stage. Like it was hard, I think, because I was so proud of him and I thought it was so cool. But at the same time, like I felt like our relationship couldn't really grow at all because he was in a different city every single night and we weren't spending any time together. And like the time that we were spending together, we were sharing with so many other people. And so like it was tough, but I also didn't want him to ever think I wasn't proud of him because I thought it was so amazing what he was doing. So I didn't want to like bring him down and be like, this sucks. Like, I miss you. I want you to come home. But like, cause I didn't want him to think I didn't support what he was doing. And so I just struggled with that. And it was like earlier on in a relationship, you know, you're still figuring out how things work, and especially when all of a sudden someone's traveling so much and is gone all the time, and it's an adjustment. So it was like an adjustment.
So then how did you communicate how you felt?
I have always had the mindset of, like, if something is bothering you, you just have to say it, because one way or another, it's going to come out. And, like, it should just come out to the person that is the subject, not, like, to you can talk to your friends about it, obviously, but, like, talking to your friends can only get you so far because they're not in the relationship with you. So, like, I would always voice certain things, but not, just wanted to make sure I did it at, like, times when he wasn't, like, about to go on stage or something. You know what I mean? So, like, I would be honest and be like, I miss you. I wish we could spend more time together or whatnot. And we found ways to do that on tour. But if I didn't say anything, I think it would have just kind of, like,
snowballed.
Yeah.
So then how did he respond to?
He totally understood and also, like, felt the same way. Like, but even more for him, like, he's getting on stage every night, his adrenaline is so high, he comes down, it's like a crash, he's tired. He was experiencing tour life, like, so even more, obviously more than I was, because I wasn't actually performing every single night. And so he was also like, yeah, no, I know this is hard. Like, this is, like, he was super understanding. And then we just, like, figured out ways that worked when I would go visit and what we would do when I was there and how we would spend time, just the two of us. And, like,
so that was the compromise you guys came together, seeing him?
I guess it was more just like, it's not even like so much a compromise. It's more just like, it just feels better when someone knows how you're feeling, I think. Because, like, there was only so much we could do, right? Like, he's not going to cancel tour because I miss him. Like,
right.
Like, it was just like getting, just being able to talk openly about it just made things feel not as scary.
Yeah, that's so true. I mean, I think that's such an air sign where you're just a great communicator and you communicate your feelings.
Thanks. I think sometimes I'm like, let's talk about, like, sometimes it's like a little bit like, okay, we don't actually have to get into that.
No, I prefer
right
that.
Now.
I can be passive aggressive, and it's so silly because then I'm just being passive aggressive. It's building up, and then I explode, and then my partner then never has had the chance then to show me that they can validate my feelings, or that we are on the same page.
Yeah.
You know, it's so much better where you just communicate, because then you give the other person the chance to love you and validate your feelings the way you need to be validated, and you have that opportunity. And then that's when they're able to show you whether or not they care.
Right.
So at least you gave Cody the chance to be aware of how you were feeling.
Yeah.
And it's good that you also cared enough to, that you, in the back of your head, you were thinking, this is how I feel, but I also don't want to make him feel any less, or, you know, like, it's not about him. So I think it's good you were thinking of both of you. Very Libra of you. Yeah.
I appreciate it.
So that was one of your first challenges. If you guys had any challenges now post wedding and baby, that's been a hardship or a lesson?
Not so much like something huge. It's, I mean, like, day to day, you're constantly making decisions and talking about things, and you're about to raise a kid together, and you have to figure out where you want. There's, like, so many, what even stroller you want, or what, like, literally everything is kind of like a decision you have to make together.
Yeah.
But it hasn't been, like, so much of a challenge, more of just, like, just a lot of discussions.
Yeah.
But it hasn't felt like, there hasn't been anything that's been, like, so hard for our relationship. It's all been,
that's true,
great.
My mom actually said that when my ex and I were on and off for like 8 years,
oh wow,
in our 20s, and I remember my mom always would watch us, we fought, like, is the saying, the American saying, like, cats and dogs, or is that raining like cats and dogs?
It is raining like,
we fought like, but dogs, I don't know.
You could fight like a cat and a dog.
I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah.
We were both very passionate.
Yeah.
She said, dating is your honeymoon. And the real hardships begin when you get married and when you have kids.
Yeah.
So if you can't survive the dating part, you will never survive marriage.
Right. It's so true.
I agree.
It really is true. And within that, like, I think you, when you're in the dating phase, like, you have to learn how they work and what works for them just as much as what works for you. Because, like, if you're not able, like, I knew during when Cody was on tour, like, if I'm trying to take this away from him, he will be less happy. Like, you have to learn how to, like, work with them.
Yeah.
And make sure that they still feel like they are living their truest self, and you are too. Like, it's a balancing act. And you learn all of that through dating. And I feel like when things are so like tumultuous and so up and down, like while you're dating someone, it's like, and you can't figure out how to get through that, it's just going to continue on into bigger things like marriage and having kids. And those are like real life things that are happening then.
Yeah.
And if you're not able to like handle the little things that are happening, how are you supposed to get through the actual adult life decisions that you make, especially then when you have a kid and it's somebody else's life that you're trying to.
I like everything you're saying. It's so true. I think a lot of times we enter into relationships and the focus a lot is how does this make me feel?
Yeah.
I don't feel heard. I don't feel good.
Right.
And we then forget, well, are they feeling heard? How are they feeling?
Right.
And then a lot of times that's why in conflict, it seems that you and Cody handle conflict well in a way that you argue, quote unquote, argue or have conflict to make up. Or right. So a lot of people have conflict to break up.
Yeah.
So it's you never do this, you never do right. that versus this makes me feel a little unloved, but I still want to make sure that you feel heard. How can we fix this?
Right. And it's not to say like don't take away how you're feeling to make somebody else feel better. Maybe not obviously, but like just I want to make that clear. Like always make sure that you're being heard and that everything you are feeling is like being respected and being heard. But at the same time, like, don't just take from someone. Like, make sure that they're also feeling like you're listening to them. Because both, a lot of times it's just both people trying to be heard and no one's listening to the other person.
Exactly. I agree. I like that. It seems like you guys have very good communication in your relationship.
I think we do. But I mean, it's not always just been like a walk in the park.
Well, you have to get to know each other to learn about each other.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, that is the whole point of relationship. It's where two people want to make it work. So you and Cody continuously throughout now have continuously wanted to make it work by, you know, sometimes, you know, taking a step back or expressing your feelings.
Right.
So I love it. Are you looking for a meaningful gift this holiday season that your loved ones will actually use and enjoy? Not those boring gifts that I feel like everyone gives to each other, like socks or slippers or candles. Boring. Or if you have someone in your life that's so hard to gift. For example, that person in my life is my dad, which is why I came up with the perfect solution. I got him the Skylight Digital Picture Frame. And let me tell you why you should as well. First of all, my dad will now never stop thinking of me. Why? Because the Skylight is a touchscreen photo frame that you can send photos to straight from your phone and they appear in seconds. Now, my dad never misses any moments from my life like he did all of the time growing up where he wasn't around, because now every single day I just take selfies of myself and I add it to the photo frame so my dad knows I'm doing great and he can't stop thinking about me. You can even preload photos before the box is open, okay? That's when it's unwrapped and plugged in and your most treasured memories will appear. It's a perfect gift for everyone, including your dad who wasn't there for you growing up, okay? Literally, honestly, I am obsessed with it that I even bought one for myself and have pictures of my sister and my parents from there were children. It's just, I'm obsessed with it. I'm not gonna lie, literally. And it's so easy to use. You can set it up in less than 60 seconds. If I can do it, then so can you. The touchscreen makes it so easy. You can swipe through photos. You can see new photos sent. You can tap the heart. And again, you send new photos from your email. It looks so beautiful in your house. It's better than social media. Satisfaction guarantee. Top rated brand. Over a million happy customers, including myself. Thousands of 5-star reviews. Duh. And it's available in over 30 countries. Even recommended by the Today Show, Forbes, New York Mag, but most of all by me, okay? So as a special limited time offer for my listeners, you can get $15 off of your purchase of a Skylight frame when you go to skylightframe.com/adulting. So again, to get $15 off of your purchase of a Skylight frame, just go to skylightframe.com/adulting. That is skylightframe.com/adulting. Did you know he was going to propose or were you completely shocked?
I wasn't completely shocked. Mm-hmm. He told me like at the beginning of the year, it was 2021. He told me like at the beginning of 2021, like, I'm going to propose to you sometime this year.
So every week you were just getting your nails
done. Every single thing we ever did together. I was like, this is it. Like, I actually have such a vivid memory of like a Monday afternoon being like in practically pajamas, and he was like, do you want to go for a walk? And I was like, oh my God, I cannot believe he's about to propose on this Monday afternoon. And like, he was not at all.
You're like, hold on, can I do my hair and makeup really quick?
Literally, like, I was like, I can't believe it's happening. Can't believe I'm in my pajamas. This is so crazy. Everything. I was like, he's going to propose. And then I didn't end up proposing until like the end of the year because my cousins were coming into town and he knew that I wanted them in town. And he knew they were visiting in December. And so he waited till they got in town. But I was like, you could have just warned me. You could have given me a little bit of a warning, but maybe not like a full year in advance. Because now I'm just thinking it's happening every single chance.
By December, did you already forget it was going to happen?
Well, by December, like when like December 1st struck,
yeah.
I was like, oh, he's not proposing. He actually doesn't want to marry me. And he's never going to propose because the year's practically over. And then when my cousins came to town, like a few, there were just like little things where I was like, oh, I think it's...
How did it happen?
Like, we were at brunch and he was like, oh, I have to go out to Malibu. And like, he just made up this whole scenario as to why he had to like go out there. And he was like, you guys can come meet me. And I was like, no, we're not going to drive out to Malibu to meet you. Sorry. Like, my cousins are here. I'm not going to do that. And they were like, well, we don't care. We don't mind. And I was like, oh my God, no, like, Cody, we're not going to do that. Like, no. And I was just being a brat. And then he was like, he left and he texted my cousins like, please just like convince her to go because this whole plan is in action. And so they were like, let's go, I want to see Malibu, blah blah blah. So I was like, okay, fine, whatever. So we went and they're like,
did they tell you to wear like a nice dress or
no? They didn't. And I okay. still give them a hard time because I wore this fucking ridiculous coat, like this like ridiculous sweater that like now I could never get rid of because it's so sentimental, but like right. It's not timeless, let's okay. just say. Like, I did not look timeless. And so he was like, just meet me at this house. And so, like, we went to this house and I walked in and all, like, my parents were there, my brother, his parents, my best friends, his best friends. And he wasn't in there, though. And there were, like, pictures of us around. Everybody was, like, kind of
aww.
Sitting around. And then, like, my cousins, like, sat me down and basically he had made this video of like moments between us over the last.
And he wasn't there yet.
He wasn't there yet. Aww. And so I got to watch this video that he made that was so sweet with all of like the people I love. And then the end of the video was like, come down to the beach. I have a question.
Were you crying?
Oh, yeah. He was like, come down to the beach. I have a question. And I was like, oh my God, that's happening. And then so I like everybody could see us, but like we were further away. And then so I like walked down to the beach and he was there and. He popped the question.
That is so sweet.
It was very sweet. It was like, it's one of those things where like, I love to control things. I really do. And I never really knew what I thought like a perfect proposal would be. I knew I wanted like all of the people I love the most to be there, but I didn't know like how. And it was like, he knew better than I could have ever.
Right. That's why you trust his judgment.
Yeah.
That's so sweet.
Yeah.
When I listen, when people talk, the way my brain works is, my brain creates pictures of descriptions, everything people say. So that's why I was almost in tears because I had the pictures of everything happening for your engagement in my brain. And I was like, that is the sweetest, most beautiful thing ever.
It was very sweet. It was perfect. I couldn't have pictured it better.
So then after you finally got engaged.
Yes.
Would you say you were a bridezilla?
You know what? I actually wouldn't. I would admit if I was.
Right.
I would say, yeah, I was. But I actually was pretty chill. We were engaged for like about a year and a couple months. So we had some time. Like we had a really, really wonderful wedding planner.
Okay, got it.
And I think that had a lot to do with the fact that I wasn't a bridezilla because like somebody was doing the work.
Oh, so even though you said you like to be in control, you kind of allowed the wedding planner to do
her
thing?
Well, yes, because it's like I love to be in control, but like at the same time, I also know that I don't know how to plan a wedding and I don't know what goes into it. And
well, you don't know that unless you try.
That's true, but I'm good.
Yeah.
You know, I don't need to try everything.
Right.
It would have been fine. Like it would have been fine, but I would have been so much more stressed. And I also was like, this is hopefully the one wedding we ever have.
Right.
And so I'd like to enjoy it. And if I'm doing everything myself or if we're doing everything ourselves, like we're just not going to enjoy it. And so we found a really, really wonderful wedding planner. And I do think that had a lot to do with the fact that I was so chill. But she did say that I was chill. And so I'm like, okay, if you do this with other people, that's true, but I don't think she had to say it.
That's true.
Like, she could have just been like, okay.
Unless it was in the contract. Don't forget to remind Kelsey that she's chill at least so once chill. A week.
Yeah.
Like, Cody just knew you so well.
Yeah, that he popped it in there.
It's like, yeah.
Maybe. Well, she only said it, like, on the day of the wedding. She was like, you're seeing really relaxed. He said,
on the day of the wedding, make sure to tell Kelsey that she's super chill. Oh, my God,
I should make sure that she wasn't lying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Would you say that's the lifesaver when it comes to planning a wedding, having a really good wedding planner? Or is there something else that you could tell people who are planning their wedding that could just completely help them or save their life and make their life easier?
You know, I think we were lucky that we had a wedding planner, because it is like a luxury. Like, it's not something you need. You know, people get married without wedding planners all the time, and we're lucky that we had one. But I attest a lot to her. But if someone doesn't have a wedding planner, doesn't want one, wants to do it however you want to do it, I would just say, like, it's one of those things, your wedding, where everybody that's there is, like, actually just there to celebrate you. And people give you so much more grace on your wedding day than I think you realize. Like, I always felt like people would really want to talk to me. And, like, I would be going around bouncing from person to person, making sure I'm hosting everyone. And, like,
on your wedding?
Yeah. Like, you're, like, you invited all these people. You want to make sure that you say hi to everyone, that you know what I mean? Like, right. You're, like, making sure they're enjoying themselves to this thing that they spent money to come to, you know? And so really everybody just wants you to be enjoying yourself, and all of the little things that you think someone's going to notice, they actually don't.
Right.
And something goes wrong. Like, I had a dance teacher that would always say, like, if you're on stage and you're performing and you mess up, just keep going, because no one actually knows what's choreographed. And so if you make a face like you messed up, then they can tell.
Yeah.
If you just keep going, no one will know. And I feel like the same thing applies to, like, a wedding. Like, if something is not the way that you wanted it to be, the flowers are wrong, your shoes are wrong, the bridesmaid, whatever it is, if you don't make a big deal out of it, if you never bring attention to it, no one else will notice, because they don't know what you actually planned.
That's so true.
It's like, nothing is that big of a deal. And at the end of the day, like, you get to marry
the love of your life,
your best friend. Like, that should be all that matters. Like, if no one showed up to our wedding, if everything went wrong, every single thing went wrong that day, at the end of the day, I would still be marrying Cody and I would still be happy.
That's a really positive mindset.
Thanks. But it really helped day of, just to be like, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Because it's so easy to get caught up in, like,
the small details. Yeah.
Everybody just wants to see you happy. And you should be happy if you're marrying the right person.
I agree. What are your thoughts on, there's always these discussions when it comes to weddings where people who get invited to a wedding want to bring a plus one. And a lot of times a plus one is a random person they just met, or it's their friend.
Yeah.
And then the bride and the groom may get upset, or they don't, because they say, we don't want to pay for the extra plate.
Yeah.
And there's a whole debate about that. Some people say, what the hell? Like, you're getting married, you're happy, why can't I bring my best friend to have fun at your wedding? And someone else is like, well, it's not your wedding. Right. What do you think about that?
Ah, God, I feel like, I'm trying to think of what I would have done when I was planning the wedding. And I feel like if I invited someone and I just put their name on the invite and not, like, Becky and friend, or, like, Becky and blank and guest.
Yeah. And Becky was like, well, can I bring my best friend? Everyone else is bringing their boyfriend.
I would say no.
You would say no.
I would have just not, like, not even because, like, we don't want to pay for the extra plate or blah. Like, I would just be like, sorry, we have a certain number of people that can be at the venue, and if I'm adding more people, I want it to be people that, like,
you know,
family members that I maybe didn't invite, or, like, just there's other people. I had to cut my list down, and I would really love for you to be there, but, like, I can't just start adding a bunch of people.
Right.
And luckily that didn't actually happen. No one asked if they could have a plus one, or, like, maybe someone would be like, oh, do I have a plus one?
Right.
And then we'd be like, no. Or I think there was one person that was like, do I have a plus one? And my rule was basically, like, if there's a couple and they live together, then I would invite both of them.
But I'm sure if they asked you, then
if I know someone who, like, has a boyfriend, but I've, like, never met the guy, then I'm like, I'm not going to invite him.
Yeah.
If it was, like, someone who has a boyfriend, they don't live together, but we hang out with them all the time, then yes, they're both invited.
Yeah, no, I agree. I just always thought it was interesting when people get upset about, well, why can't I just bring a friend or whatever, like, to have fun? It's like, it's not prom night. It's not about
right.
you.
It's tricky. It's like, and also there's like the thing where it's like, if it's a far away wedding, like say right. we were getting married in like Italy or something, and this person genuinely doesn't know anyone except for me and Cody.
That's
different. And they're going to travel across the world to come to our wedding. Like, then I would be like, you can bring a friend. I really think it's situational. I think there's not one rule. That's the other thing. Like, a lot of people think there's like rules for a wedding, because there's so many like traditional things that you should or shouldn't do. But like, there really are no rules. It's your day. Like, you can actually do whatever you want.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter.
That's true. You can wear black.
You could wear whatever the hell you want.
Do you believe those rules about how they say the guests are not allowed to wear red? Or, I mean, obviously you can wear white.
I don't. I mean, if someone wore white to my wedding, I would have been like, okay, really? You had to wear the white dress. You didn't have one other dress.
It's actually ivory,
yeah, it's
beige.
Eggshell,
yeah.
Actually, so
you're like, well, actually you should leave.
Get out now. No, I mean, I think, like, I always say this too, I don't remember what a single person wore to my wedding.
Right.
I couldn't tell you what anyone wore besides from pictures after, like seeing pictures, but not like in the moment. I don't care.
Yeah,
someone could have been wearing jeans and I wouldn't have noticed, because I wasn't thinking about anyone else except myself, honestly, and Cody.
That's sweet. Where did you guys go for your honeymoon?
We went to Turks and Caicos.
Oh, wow. That's beautiful.
It was beautiful.
Do people go right after their wedding? How does it work? I forget.
I mean, like, I think you can. It totally depends. We went on, like, the Wednesday after our wedding, so pretty much right after. But we just, that's what worked for us. But I think some people, like.
Was your wedding destination as well?
It was in Palm Springs.
Got it. Okay.
So a lot of people just were able to drive. Some people had to fly in.
So then, when it came to the baby, aside from doing it for social media purposes,
right,
obviously.
Of course.
Were you guys planning to have a child, or it just happened?
We were not planning. We weren't using any sort of like contraception.
Right.
We were like,
if it happens,
we were
it
ready
happens?
To have a baby.
Okay, got it.
As soon as we got married. Like, that was always the plan, was like, I was going to go off birth control, like
the
right
minute
after
you got okay.
the honeymoon.
Oh.
Which I did. And then it was kind of just like, we'll see. Like, we kind of were just like, we'll see if it, like, just happens. And then we can maybe start trying to, like, calculate it a little bit more if it's, like, still not really happening.
When you're ovulating.
Yeah. But it happened. Thank God it happened quickly.
Yeah.
We're lucky that it happened quickly. So, like, we weren't, like, fully looking at dates and ovulation and all of those things. I kind of was, just because, like, I was so curious. Like, I'd been on birth control for so long, and like, I was just curious to know, like, how your body works, because I feel like we don't really learn about that ever. And so I was, like, just curious, but, like, we weren't, like, fully tracking, fully planning and stuff, but we knew, we were, like, hoping that it would happen.
I think it's always so interesting when couples talk about, oh yeah, we are trying for a baby right now at the dinner table, whatever, because it's like they're announcing, yeah, we're fucking,
we're
like
raw
crazy
dogging.
Right
yeah.
now, and we're raw dogging, he's
all
coming
the
inside
time.
Of me
every like, couple
three
hours.
Times before we got here. It's pretty crazy, and
we're gonna
just
have
announcing
to leave the room in a second,
because it just sounds more pleasant, like, oh, we're trying, we're gonna try right now in the bathroom.
We're trying, just so you know, so in case we both step out together,
that's what
we're
doing.
Trying.
Dad, I'll see you soon.
Right, exactly. No, I know. We actually always joke about that too. It's just funny to like announce that you're trying.
Right.
To like a bunch of people at like a dinner table.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The best gifts that I think you can get anyone, including myself, are Urban Outfitter gifts. You get to celebrate the special people in your life with the best holiday gifts at Urban Outfitters. Whether you're shopping for her, for him, they have gifts by price on their top picked gifts for you. You can shop their most popular styles to find the most celebrated gifts of the season and find gifts for everyone on your list. One of my favorite things to shop at Urban Outfitters are all of my sweatshirts and sweaters, like all those bands that I've never listened to in my life before, but then everyone thinks I'm super American and super cool. What is it, like Supernova? Nova? I don't remember, but I have all of them. I'm obsessed with them. And my second favorite thing to buy on Urban Outfitters are all of their socks. All of my socks are from Urban Outfitters, for my heart-shaped socks to my dog socks to my fluffy socks to my pretty socks that I wear with my sandals. It's just, I just love Urban Outfitters, and I know that you will too. And while you're shopping, you get to then add in the gift that everyone wants using even Urban Outfitter gift cards if you don't know what to buy your loved one if they're not into socks, which is insane because who doesn't love socks, okay? So if you're not sure where to start, you can basically browse their holiday gift guide that helps you pick out the perfect thing for everyone on your list. And right now, you can shop on urbanoutfitters.com and receive an additional 10% off when you use my code VIOLET10 at the checkout. Correct. You can get so much and use my code VIOLET10 for 10% off of your shopping at urbanoutfitters.com. So go ahead and shop away.
Yeah, but at least, yeah. So when did you find out you were pregnant?
I found out May 1st that I was pregnant.
How many months were you on May 1st?
I was like 4 weeks.
Because you were already showing. I'm kidding.
Yes. Yeah, no, right off the bat. Yeah. Yeah. I don't even know why I decided to take a pregnancy test. I actually like wasn't like late on my period or anything yet. I just
had intuition.
I just wanted to. And I was home alone and I was like, I could be pregnant.
Did you decide to surprise Cody or you just called him or?
I waited until he got home. I was like very much considering calling him.
Mm-hmm.
But then I was like,
oh, you want to see his face?
Yeah. I was like, you can wait. Just be patient. Because it was like probably like, it was probably like 2 p.m. And I texted him and I was like, when do you think you'll be home? And he was like, probably around 6. And I was like, okay, have a good day. But then like, I was like going crazy, trying to distract myself with anything else. But yeah, I waited until he got home. And then
how did you tell him?
It was pretty simple. I kind of just like needed to get it out as quickly as possible. But I feel like I haven't like thought about this day in so long. It's making me smile. So aww. Thank you. But we were going to Australia the next day because he was doing an Ironman. So he was like doing a big race. And so we were going to Australia the next day, which I think is also kind of why I took a pregnancy test, because I was like, what if I am pregnant and I don't know and I'm in Australia
drinking
pregnant? I don't know. Just like, okay. I don't know. I'm like getting on a plane for like 20 hours. Like I don't know. Something about it. I was like, I'd rather find out here than in Australia when I'm late on my period.
That makes sense.
I don't know what it was, but anyway. So he got home, he picked up food on the way home, and so like he sits down, he's like so hungry, and so he just like starts eating. And I was just like standing there like staring at him, like just like waiting for him to speak, but he didn't know anything was going on. And so I was like, "So, I've been trying to pack for Australia." And he was like, "Okay, that's good." And then I had the pregnancy test and I was just like, "Do you think I should take this?" And I just
and he was like, "What is this? I don't know." And he threw it out. Anyway, yeah. I'm eating.
Can you not?
Can you not right now? Are you serious right now with this?
Yeah. Then we fought for like a really long time, and then Then I finally told him. No.
Did he cry?
Yes.
Oh, that's so cute.
Yeah, he was like.
Did you cry with him?
Okay, so this is the thing. Since he's so like emotionally stable, he actually knows the proper times in which to cry, and I fill in all the other gaps of just crying. Rogue.
Yeah.
You know? So like I was probably like chill and he was like crying because it's like a normal reaction when you find out you're having a baby. And I like probably cry the next day.
Oh.
Probably.
You're probably still processing it. Well, when you watch him cry, maybe you're just so happy to watch.
He cried like at our wedding. He knows when the right moments to cry are.
Right.
And I'm
he's
like
a sociopath.
Exactly. Okay. Oh my God.
He plans
Wait.
It. Right.
Maybe you're right.
Who even is? Do you actually know who he is?
I don't think I do. Do you remember that trend that was going around that was like, you ever just, you're sitting with your boyfriend of 5 years and all of a sudden you look at him and you're like,
who is this guy? Exactly. Because you realize, wait, 5 years ago, this person was a complete stranger.
Totally. Yeah. No. He just is like emotionally stable.
Right.
And I love crying.
I wouldn't say people that love crying are emotionally unstable.
No, it's true. I just think like his emotions come out at the right time and sometimes mine just come out often.
Mine come out in the most random moments, the moments where you're not supposed to be crying.
Okay.
And then when you are supposed to be crying, I have no emotions because I'm processing it.
Yeah, I'm kind of similar. Like I feel like at our wedding, like I maybe teared up like once or twice, But he was like crying.
Oh, that's sweet. I mean, yeah, I would be really mad if my future husband was not crying at our wedding.
Right, right. Exactly.
Should I walk in again? Like, yeah, what's going on?
You must not have seen me.
Yeah.
Sorry. You must not be looking over here. I'm actually standing right in front of you in my beautiful dress.
Let me try again.
Yeah. No, he was crying. He cried at all of the perfect moments.
Aw.
Yeah.
That's really sweet.
Yeah.
Have you figured out yet if it's a boy or a girl?
It's a boy.
It's a boy?
It's a boy.
Did you guys already come up with names?
We have one name that we really like that I think will end up being the name.
Do parents not say their baby's name before they give birth because they're scared someone's going to steal the name, or they just want to keep it?
I actually, like, I just haven't said it, like, on the internet. But, like, if anyone asks me, I'll tell them.
Oh, off the internet.
Yes.
Got it.
I think about that a lot because I'm like, this is the thing. If someone, I saw something that was like, don't tell people the name that you're thinking. Not because you're scared they're going to steal it, but because they're going to give you their unsolicited opinion on it.
Oh, that's so true.
And I'm like, yeah, I get that. But at the same time, I'm still going to name him that. If I don't tell anyone the name, right, and then he's born and then I tell them the name, like, they're still going to have that opinion one way or another.
Yeah.
I might as well just name him the name that I like, because I can't go around taking in everybody's opinions on the name that, like, me and my husband decided that it works for us. Because it doesn't really matter, because it's no one else's kid.
That makes sense. My sister shared the name she would have named her son, but then she found that she was going to have a daughter. So she told someone about the name.
Okay.
And then that those people ended up having a son and taking that name. My sister was a little upset. And I was like, you're being dramatic. But then when they next had a daughter, they used the daughter's name that my sister was thinking of having for her next daughter.
Oh, that's kind of wild.
So then I was like, okay, now I'm thinking you have a good point, because they took two names of my sister.
Now it's getting a little weird.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So my sister and that couple have two kids with the same names. Because when my sister finally had a son, she didn't want to name her son that name. And I said, who cares? You thought it was yours first.
I mean,
not to mention, those two kids are not going to be the two only people with that name
in the world. Like, that's the other thing. I think if it's like a cousin, like Cody's sister just had a baby not too long ago. And like, so if we had like both had babies in our family named the same thing at the same time,
it
might
funny.
Be a little odd.
It's funny.
Funny.
Yeah.
For us.
Yeah.
Not but for like, them. Yeah. Might be weird. But like, if it's like a friend or like, I don't know. Sometimes I'm like, if you like the name and someone else is using it, like, just do it.
Yeah.
If you start to not like it because so many people around you are using it, I think that's another thing.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause you just hear it so much and you're like, okay, it's overdone. But like, it really is just, it's your kid.
Yeah.
Do whatever you want.
Can I guess your baby's name?
Yep.
Chad.
Yes. Wait, did I already tell you? Oh my God.
It was either Chad or Bob.
Chad or Bob. Those were the two we were kind of toying with back and
Matt.
Forth. Matt.
Because I
good
don't
one.
Think there's enough Matts in the world.
You know what? There's not enough recently.
Yes.
There's not enough baby Matts.
Yes, I think so.
Yeah.
No, I like right. that. Have you thought of naming him Matt?
I haven't actually ever even heard of that name before.
It's pretty tropical. I wouldn't say, it's not that common.
No.
But
that's a really unique name.
I'm a very creative person.
You really are. I love that. I'll add it to our list.
Yeah.
Yeah. Matt. Love it. Love the sound of it. Really rolls off the tongue.
But you put a K in front of it.
Of course.
And it's silent.
Silent K.
Yeah.
Always.
So it's Matt.
Well, it's just Matt.
Kmart.
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 Yeah. Kmart.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah, that is cool. That's a good idea.
Yeah. You're welcome.
Thank you so much.
Is there anything you'd like to add that you feel like I didn't ask you?
No, I mean, I don't think I wasn't like waiting for any specific okay. questions. I'm just happy to talk to you. And I loved all the things you asked me. So
that is very sweet. Thank you for saying that.
Thank you for asking me all those wonderful questions.
Where can people find you?
If you want to listen to my podcast, it's called Circle Time. You can find it wherever you listen to podcasts.
It's on what days?
Thursdays.
Oh, like mine.
New episodes every Thursday.
And I'm also coming on her podcast, so you can catch my episode on her podcast as well.
And my YouTube channel is just my name. My Instagram is just @KelseyKreppel, my name. And
do you want to add some last minute advice to anyone out there that's listening?
Some last minute advice is just to keep moving, keep going. Yeah. Whatever it is, keep moving forward, because sometimes you think something's like really intense and it's actually not as intense as you think it is when you're going to look back on it 5 years from now. So just keep moving forward and everything's going to be okay.
I like that. Okay, perfect. Okay, well, thank you so much for coming on Almost Adulting.
Thank you for having me.
Of course. Thank you guys so much for listening. And you can find all of her information in the description of this episode. Make sure to follow her. Make sure to listen to her podcast because I'm on it as well. Yep. And have a beautiful week. Bye.
Bye.